Ringgit menutup tirai 2021 pada nilai sekitar 4.17, lebih kukuh daripada sasaran penganalisis pada 4.40. Harga minyak mentah dunia juga menjadi penyumbang sentimen utama kepada nilai ringgit turut mengukuh pada penutup tahun 2021. Namun apakah faktor yang harus diperhatikan sepanjang tahun ini yang akan menjadi pengaruh utama unit tempatan itu? Kita bersama dengan Ketua Ahli Ekonomi Juai IQI, Shan Said, yang bersedia pada ketika ini. Shan, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Shan, first of all, Singaporean bank DBS said on August 12th that ringgit will be trading at 4.40 against the greenback, and you said in December 2020 ringgit will be trading at around 3.67 to 4.10, and if we look at year end, ringgit was trading at 4.17. What do you have to say about these projections?
Yes, I think we were not bad. We always make the projection after the budget, and it has been Juai IQI's tradition that after budget we make the forecast for the year. I think if you look at the Singaporean bank, they made the forecast based on the market sentiments. We made our forecast based on macroeconomic analysis. We make a strong analysis taking into account the global economy, the regional economy, and I think we were, for the second consecutive year, we have been quite close to making the right forecast on Malaysian ringgit.
And Shan, you projected oil prices for second half of 2021 to be around $73 to $87, and Brent was trading at $78 on December 31st, 2021. How do you see the market in the first half of 2022, and what are the key factors making impact on the oil market? To what extent Malaysia will benefit from the higher oil price?
Oil market will continue to be on the upsurge based on the premise that the demand is going up, there is geopolitical risk, and depreciation of US dollar will keep oil prices heading towards north. Yes, for the first 3 months, the oil prices will be trading between $80 and $90 per barrel, and all those countries that are oil producing will tend to benefit Malaysia as well. So I think for Malaysia, it's a good sign that oil prices are heading higher, and that will give a lot of cushion and room for various governments who are oil producing to make fiscal maneuvering because of higher oil prices and commodities prices.
Shan, let's look at the US dollars, whereby you mentioned that US dollar would depreciate against basket of currencies, and it did not happen in 2021. Your projection somewhat off the track. What's your take on this?
Yes, Najib, we were wrong on a US dollar. We could not gather enough market intelligence reconnaissance. And we thought that, you know, US dollar will depreciate against the basket of currencies, but it did not. But if you see in the last 1 week, US dollar is taking swings. And for this year as well, we have already made a forecast. We think that US dollar will depreciate and ringgit will be trading between 3.75 and 4.15 for this year. So we did make the wrong call on US dollar last year.
Also, Shan, many analysts project that BNM will raise interest rate by 25 basis points by year end. Do you foresee the same situation, and what's the downside risk for this outlook?
Yes, it is expected that the way inflation is going up globally, there is a chance that Bank Negara might increase interest rate, the OPR rate, by 25 basis points by Q4 this year. For the first 6 months, Bank Negara will continue to monitor the macroeconomic outlook, the price stability, the growth stability. So I think by Q4, it is expected that Bank Negara might increase the interest rate. Talking about risk, I think the risks are well managed. I think Bank Negara already understands what is coming in 2023. Fed is going to increase interest rate by March this year. So most of the central banks are quite cautious, and they are making all the maneuvering, taking into account what's happening in the global economy.
And Shan, you and BNM were on the same page on the GDP outlook for 2021 between 3 to 4%. Do you think it would be achieved in the next BNM report?
Yes, it looks very pragmatic. Ever since the economy has opened from 17 September onwards, the domestic demand remains pretty strong. The investment is coming up. The biggest investment that has come or have been announced is by Intel, which is making $7.5 billion dollars investment, which is quite big. And this shows that investors have confidence in Malaysian economy. This shows that MITI and MIDA, they have done an excellent job in attracting investors. And at Jowai IQI, we continue to believe that in 2022, Malaysia will continue to be on the global investors' radar, taking into account the macroeconomic stability, economic confidence, strong domestic demand, and obviously FDI coming into the economy.
Alright, Shan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's all the time we have for today. Itu tadi Shan Said, Ketua Pakar Ekonomi Jowai IQI, membincangkan tentang unjuran untuk dolar, ringgit dan juga ekonomi pada 2022 dan juga kita melihat sedikit pada tahun 2021. Kita kembali lihat seketika. Kita kembali selepas ini.